You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the Schmidt Sting Pain Index? You're outside in the summer, minding your own business, mowing the lawn, or playing ball with the kids when, bam, you're stung by an insect. Maybe it's a tiny sweat bee, a second of annoying pain, and you simply brush it away. Or maybe, unlucky you, it's a type of wasp, and you feel like you're on fire at the sting site. Scientists love to research and classify things, and sometimes that research can border on the bizarre. Research is tough, long grueling hours in a lab or the field, gathering data, number crunching, publishing. It can border on the masochistic. With the Schmidt Sting Pain Index, the research didn't border. It was masochistic. Entomology is the study of insects, and an entomologist is the scientist who studies insects. Dr. Justin Schmidt is an entomologist who decided to study the pain levels caused by stinging and biting insects. He received his PhD from the University of Georgia and is currently on the faculty of the University of Arizona. His university profile is so understated, and I quote, "Venomous insects and healthcare issues, physiology and life history strategies of scorpions." In the 1980s and 90s, he researched and published on the pain caused by the venom of stinging insects while he was at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Bee Research Center in Arizona. In his first paper, published in 1984, he was stung by 21 species of bees, wasps, and ants. Yeah, you heard me. He let himself get stung. He developed a 1 through 4 scale, with 1 for less painful critters, like some ants, to a high of 4 for another ant, and most bees and wasps as 2s and 3s. He published subsequent papers where he studied 78 species. He rated a sweat bee as a 1, the common honeybee and yellow jacket as a 2, and the bullet ant as a 4. He describes a bullet ant in a BBC interview like walking over flaming charcoal with a 3-inch nail embedded in your heel and lasts 12 to 24 hours. It became known as the Schmidt Sting Pain Scale. See, develop something in science and it's named after you. I can't, in good conscience, allow you to get stung for our weekly experiment or kill a bee to look at its stinger. So, do this at home with your family. Do a web search of images of bee stingers and ant mandibles. You'll notice in the magnified images that they're barbed. This allows more venom to be injected. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the Schmidt Sting Pain Scale. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.